for just a couple moments tonight. I want you to focus your attention on the crucifix here. And as you do that, I want you to think about someone that you know, that you love, who has died. It might be recent for some of you. It might have been a long time ago. It might have been a funeral that you attended. For just a few moments, I want you to get in touch with that loss, that pain. That feeling of, why did this have to happen? I wasn't ready. She wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. It hurts. Now I want you to try to wrap your brain around the fact that Jesus did this. And although it happened 2,000 years ago, it happened for me. And it happened for you. It happened for our sins. It happened for our stupidity. It happened for our laziness. It happened for our unfaithfulness. But it was a choice, all the same. Can we begin to fathom that kind of love? Can we begin to fathom that kind of forgiveness? Can we begin to understand that that's the kind of life you and I are called to give? What we observe this evening is not history, it's mystery. If it was history, we could stand back, take a look at it, and say, wasn't that great what he did? And then we can go back to living our lives as usual. But if we realize that it's mystery, we say, man, I can't believe he did that. And somehow I have to figure out how I'm called to give my life for others. How I'm called to suffer for others. How I'm called to sacrifice for others. How I'm called to little daily dyings, little inconveniences that don't ever measure up to giving my life. Look at that cross. That's the model of how you and I are called to live. Can we love like that?